This is Leanna Broome on Oyster Mouth Radio with Healing by Nature.
Hello, this is Leanna, and today we're going to talk about the beauty of sleep the holistic way. And we all benefit from sleep. In fact, it is vital to brain health and heart health, as well as emotional health, general health, well-being and weight management. Though it does not always come as easy as we would like. When a patient comes to see me and they cannot sleep, I always ask the questions. Is there an obvious reason that you're not sleeping, such as health issues, digestive problems? I ask, are you comfortable? Are you in pain? Maybe your sinuses are blocked. Are you too hot or too cold? Does your partner disturb you? Is there any noise or other factors that disturb you? Maybe eating a heavy meal or late night alcohol, or stress, or over worrying about things. The latter is most people's problems. Insomnia can manifest in two ways, either having difficulty in getting to sleep because of too much stimulation before bedtime, or going to sleep and waking up in the wee small hours and tossing and turning, eventually falling asleep if you're lucky, and then waking up feeling muzzy-headed and groggy. Go and get a nice warm shower to wake you up by increasing circulation and do a few stretches. This is one of the best ways to get you through the day. Teenagers often have difficulty getting up in the morning, and this is because virtually in all adolescents, melatonin secretion, the body's clock sleeping pill, doesn't begin until about 11 p.m. and continues until about 8 a.m. This means that most teenagers simply can't fall asleep until this secretion begins, and then they find it impossible to wake up until the melatonin turns off. Their body clock is not yet in sync. This fixed pattern of melatonin secretion in teens doesn't normalize until they're in their 20s. I remember thinking, I must be more patient with my teenager knowing this. And what's the answer? Well, in one school in London, they actually start school at 1:30 and finish at 7 p.m. The first questions I ask are about digestion. I will ensure that the digestion is working well and that the microbiota of the microbiome are all functioning and balanced. Roughly 85% of good bacteria to 15% of bad bacteria will be tolerated. If your microbiome is not in balance, then you will find that sleeping will be fitful and disturbed, because your serotonin production is not satisfactory enough to work in tandem with your melatonin. Pain from digestion could disturb your very valuable sleep time too. During the day, serotonin serves us well. To sleep well, we need an adequate amount of serotonin in the brain for it to act as a precursor to melatonin. Only 10% of serotonin is manufactured in the brain, and the other 90% is made in the gut. Serotonin is derived from tryptophan, an amino acid. Serotonin helps during the day for well-being, and it helps melatonin to function after the light goes down to help us sleep. Melatonin doesn't just affect the depth of our sleep, it also detoxifies and rebuilds our bodies during the sleep process. Most of us have experienced insomnia at some time in our lives, either falling asleep or staying asleep for the night. Anxiety about work, stress about financial worries or relationships may be just some of the things that can worry us, or the factors affecting our comfort and the repercussions are more serious than just feeling drowsy the next day. Good sleep is essential for us to keep our body healthy. If you miss or get less than 7 to 8 hours sleep a night, it can lead to a decreased attention span. Cognitive processes suffer. Difficulty processing ideas and depressed feelings can be experienced. Lack of sleep can also lead to weight gain. Heart health could be a factor, and immunity is often undermined. In short, it affects all aspects of health. And did you know that going a night without sleep is tantamount to getting behind the wheel of a car when intoxicated? Yes, truly, this has been proven. Skip late night sugar and sweet carb, simple carb snacks. Avoid eating sugary sweets, chocolate, simple carbs. Avoid fruit juice or ripe and high sugar fruit just before bed, as it can spike your blood sugar. Instead, try a little bit of protein with vegetables or a small amount of complex carbs with protein. These can boost melatonin and help you fall asleep fast. Melatonin-rich foods are bananas, oats, ginger, rice, barley, and almond nut butter. Foods that contain tryptophan also help as a precursor for the soothing properties of serotonin, which helps with melatonin. So foods such as natural dairy products have tryptophan. Now, I like hot milk before bedtime sometimes, and with a tiny spoon of honey. That works a treat. Turkey has tryptophan, also some nuts, eggs, seeds, tofu, salmon, spinach, and having a snack at night doesn't suit everyone, though. The rule of thumb is that it's best not to go to bed feeling very hungry. What actions can we take and what can we put in place to help ensure a good night's sleep? Well, it's good to limit caffeine after 12 p.m. And did you know caffeine's effects can last up to 12 hours? If you can't sleep at night, cut out coffee from about 12 o'clock. That's midday. That's why it's morning coffee advertised in cafes. Avoid watching the news before bedtime. Research has shown that all the negativity can lead to the stress hormones attached to fear, anger, and sorrow, and they can be released, and this will affect the melatonin. Ensure that you have the temperature in the bedroom that's just right for you. If you're too warm, you will stay awake and be sticky and will perspire, while super cold temperature will make you feel chilled. Now, a slightly chilly temperature helps decrease your body's internal thermometer, initiating sleepiness and ensuring you stay comfortable throughout the night. What helps is a quiet, comfortable bedroom, a mattress that suits your sense of comfort. Nice smells such as lavender, chamomile, rose oils, or anything soothing in a steam oil diffuser. It's safer than candles. Himalayan salt lamp to have healthy negative ions. Even some relaxing music such as 432 Hertz resonance, or listening to something soothing through your earphones. Reading some feel-good self-help books, or listening to them, or books that have a lot of inspiration and mindfulness. You can listen to audio version of books. Whatever makes you happy and contented, and we're all so different. Try to keep your sleep routine fairly constant. Your 24-hour circadian rhythm of your pineal gland is happier with a routine, so keep into your regular sleep schedule as much as possible, even on weekends, is far more beneficial. You will get used to getting into bed and waking up at the same hours. You'll find it becomes easier to fall asleep and wake up naturally. Aim for an average of at least 8 hours of quality sleep a night. There's more chance that this will include all the stages of sleep. Think about unwinding before sleeping. You can have a nice, hot, relaxing bath with lavender before bedtime. This is one of my favourites, and this helps to bring stress levels down and relax your body. Dim the lights at least 30 minutes before bedtime. 2 hours before bedtime is even better. Turn off bright lights and distractions. You may have a log fire gently crackling with a soothing red-orange flame that is relaxing. Perhaps listening to calming instrumental music, or use earplugs to listen to something soothing. And perhaps even an evening meditation or breathing exercises. Try to make this a routine to tell your body it's time to sleep and help it ease into a peaceful night's rest. make a rule, no technology in the bedroom, as smartphones and computers emit electromagnetic frequency waves, EMFs, and this simply is not acceptable. No phones charging or computers and no smart TVs in the bedroom. Blue light is so damaging to the sleep process and can even damage sight if looked at in the dark. Blue lights interfere with melatonin, the sleep hormone. Try not to use backlit devices for at least 2 hours before your bedtime. You might like to put essential oils into a diffuser as part of your nightly routine. They are a safe, natural and therapeutic way to encourage your body to wind down. Lavender essential oil and Roman chamomile, vetiver, perhaps helps to achieve a relaxed state to go to sleep. Also, I recommend rose and Arabian oud incense with teff rose. If you have a heatproof dish, you can place on a radiator early in the evening. It's truly divine. You can also put some lovely soothing oils into a bottle with water and spray the edge of your pillow too, and that's simply lovely. Relax your mind. Settle into bed with a good novel or a spiritual growth book a half an hour or so before bedtime. It's very soothing and it will help you sleep and keeps the ubiquitous blue light out of the equation. Avoid thrillers or other disturbing storylines, as these will be stimulating and or worrying. Watching television in bed and answering late night work emails trick your brain into thinking that your bedroom is also your office and not your relaxing place to sleep. Watch your evening programs in the lounge and keep your bedroom the sacred space it deserves by eliminating electronics. It's advisable to work out or go for a walk in the morning. That rush of endorphins you feel after a solid workout is exhilarating, so it's beneficial to work out AM rather than PM. Try shifting your workout schedule to the mornings. You'll feel great having completed your exercise session bright and early, and the endorphins will be increased. Great for starting a day positively, and it'll be easier to unwind at night. And also your metabolism will be energized early in the day, and this is better for weight management. Now, a lot of people like to journal before they go to sleep, and it's very soothing and therapeutic for some. It's possible that it's our own thoughts preventing us from falling asleep instead of running through situations or problems in your mind after lights out. Try journaling before you go to sleep. I have a beautiful little book that I write down my thoughts and ideas, and I find it very helpful. It helps me to focus. Add magnesium food or a supplement to your diet. While there are plenty of magnesium-rich foods you can eat naturally, adding a supplement can help jumpstart your levels and help you sleep better. Research has shown that magnesium supplements improve insomnia and sleep efficiency. Take 500 milligrams daily. Now, some foods containing magnesium are spinach, leafy greens, dark chocolate, almonds, pumpkin seed, dried figs, avocado and black beans. If you find yourself having trouble going to sleep for over 20 minutes and you still feel restless, don't just lay there. It's better to get up and do some gentle stretches. Again, avoid technology, watching TV or doing any work. You could try reading a book or writing. Maybe have a cup of herbal tea, such as good quality chamomile. My favourite is tea pigs, because they've got the little flowers in the bag. And if you know you're having trouble sleeping, have one before bed. My favourite combination of oils to put into my steam diffuser is lavender and one drop of vanilla. It smells heavenly. Get some sunshine at some point in the day, preferably first thing. It sets you up for the day. Research shows that exposure to bright sunlight can significantly increase melatonin production at night. Starting your day with natural light exposure helps reset your biological clock. Try going for an early morning walk. I like to go for a brisk 10-minute walk on the beach and then breathing in the negative ions for a few minutes beside the ocean. It doesn't take long, or you could leave your workplace if you can during your lunch break to get your dose of sunshine. Exercise in the morning is really good to help with your sleep. Work in larger muscle groups during the day, like your legs, all over body workouts, helps physically exhaust your body, making it easier for you to fall asleep. Burst training is good, or high intensity it's called, high intensity interval training. It's excellent, especially for busy people, and most of us are. These short but intense exercises really wear you out. You'll hopefully sleep like a baby. Sleep helps to balance our appetite by maintaining optimal levels of the hormones ghrelin and leptin. So when we get less sleep than normal, we may feel an urge to eat more. Dr. Michael Moseley advocates high-intensity interval training. Relax in a lovely, hot, balmy bath with low lights. It'll help relieve your body of toxins if you add magnesium salts to ease aches and pains, or release the power of essential oils and soothe both your body and mind. A lavender bath is my favourite. It brings the body into balance and helps you feel relaxed. And you may feel like you want to add some vetiver, geranium, bourbon, rose and chamomile, as well as lavender. And you can vary them. Remember, you only need a few drops. Taking a hot bath at night is not only relaxing, the result in boosting melatonin, but it's also relaxing in the way that it will decrease cortisol and melatonin will rise. And oils in the bath are not for everyone, though most people can benefit. You can do meditation or visualization and have an attitude of gratitude. Take several deep breaths and let it all out. Let your thoughts rest and focus on relaxing each part of your body. This yoga exercise is called Shavasana. Then spend a few minutes reflecting on what you're thankful for and spending some time alone with your thoughts. Always dwell on the positive parts of your day and the bright things that you have to look forward to, as it can have powerful effect on easing your mind into a restful state. Another breathing exercise is putting your hands by your navel. Touch your longest fingers and belly breathe in and out. Long fingers touching when you breathe out and your belly goes flat. You can do this any time and as many times as you want. Also, there's an alternate nostril breathing, which is a yogic technique. And the breaths advised here are belly breaths, not shallow breathing, which encourages cortisol and adrenaline to be released. Belly breath. Cancel this effect out. And Dr. Andrew Weil advocates 4-7-8 technique that can overcome your insomnia in less than 60 seconds. If you breathe through your nose for 4 seconds and hold your breath for 7 seconds and exhale for 8 and repeat this until you feel relaxed enough to begin feeling sleepy, it has an effect on slowing the heart rate as a chemical-like effect. It's been tried and tested and it works well. One lady said she woke up the next morning and she was amazed it had worked so well. Herbs that could be useful to help you sleep can be to consider valeriana, but this herb does not suit everybody. Passion flower is good for most, Avena sativa if your blood pressure is not too low, and pulsatilla and Rosa damascena. And also I find withania very good too, because it acts as an adaptogenic and it helps support the sleep process. I like to prescribe these in flute extract or tincture form with spirituous waters and spagyrics, which work energetically. I treat the digestion as well, as it can often be the cause of sleepy problems because of the serotonin in the gut not being produced. You could book a massage. I like Ayurvedic Abhyanga massage with warm sesame oil to suit my dosha, or to correct a current imbalance. But generally the doshas can change, so you need to have someone who knows what they're doing and to apply a different oil each time. Remember, sleep is vital to wash toxins out of our brain and restore the energy levels in our body. Now, sleep patterns are divided into 5 reoccurring stages, 4 non-REM stages and the REM stage. And of course, REM is rapid eye movement. The quality of sleep changes with each transition from one sleep stage to another. Each stage is independent of one another, and each one is marked by subtle changes in body functions. Stage 1, this first cycle of sleep is termed as drowsiness. Eyes are closed during stage 1 sleep. A person can be awakened without much difficulty, but may feel as if they've not slept at all. And stage 2 is a light stage of sleep, spontaneous periods of muscle tightening mixed with periods of muscle relaxation occur. The heart rate will slow and body temperature decreases, helping the body prepare for deep sleep. And stage 3 and 4 are deep sleep stages, with stage 4 being more intense than 3. These stages are known as delta sleep, which is a slow wave. And stage 5, REM sleep. Intense dreaming occurs during the REM cycle. This results from heightened cerebral activity, The paralysis occurs simultaneously in the major voluntary muscle groups, such as the submental muscles. The first period of REM sleep lasts typically about 10 minutes, with each recurring REM stage lengthening, eventually with a final stage lasting an hour. It's good to understand the stages of sleep, I think, to realize how valuable they all are. So to recap on the mechanism of sleep, tryptophan, an amino acid that helps as a precursor to the serotonin, that's the happy hormone for daytime. Foods that are rich in tryptophan are raw and organic milk, raw cheeses, cottage cheese, and free-range eggs, wild-caught salmon, which contains B6, free-range poultry, specifically turkey, grass-fed lamb and beef, also containing B6. Sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, cashews, walnuts, tofu, brown rice, quinoa, chickpeas, which are loaded with free and available tryptophan. Green peas, potatoes and bananas are a good example of foods containing the amino acid tryptophan. Tryptophan precursors serotonin for the day, and this transfers to melatonin to help us sleep at night. You sometimes see a berry we use in Chinese medicine called goji berry, or I call it goji za, that's the pinyin of it, in a supplement or in a restaurant, in a dish, or to eat in a packet. And they almost look like red sultanas, but a bit smaller. They're rich in melatonin. Now, gochitsa has many wonderful actions. It's used to benefit the essence and brighten the eyes by strengthening the liver meridian. And you can visibly see it. It is amazing. Both melatonin and serotonin regulate various functions inside our body, such as appetite, mood, and sleep. Serotonin, that is brain-derived, is what we would call a neurotransmitter. Simply put, this means that it's responsible for sending messages between nerve cells and producing responses. Melatonin, on the other hand, is a neurotransmitter-like substance for hormone. It plays an important role in regulating our circadian rhythm. That's our body clock. And this rhythm controls aspects of our body's hormone release, temperature, and sleeping pattern. And what is the difference between melatonin and serotonin? Well, serotonin and melatonin, almost literally day and night in hormone terms. Brain-derived serotonin acts as a neurotransmitter, while gut-derived serotonin acts as a hormone within the body. And serotonin and melatonin perform opposite jobs, and yet they must work in harmony to keep the body balanced. Serotonin can be described as our body's natural happiness drug. It's a feel-good hormone transmitter that increases positivity and relaxation, as well as helping us feel all around more energized. This energy is particularly important because we all need it to get us going in the morning and wash away the lethargy that would otherwise keep us in bed. On the opposite side of the spectrum is melatonin. And melatonin is the hormone that switches on when the light goes. It's incredibly important to begin the sleep cycle by turning off the lights and using blackout blinds or an eye mask in the bedroom. This is because the change in light causes messages to be sent from the eye to the brain telling it that more melatonin should be produced. The melatonin winds the body down to a more lethargic and sleep-ready state. It is vital to achieve sleep, to restore us. Your levels of melatonin are boosted when it's dark, whereas serotonin levels increase in sunshine and light environments. Melatonin helps you get to sleep, and serotonin helps you to feel awake when you get up the next day. A lack of melatonin can cause sleeplessness, insomnia, whereas a deficiency in serotonin can then result in feelings of depression and lethargy. And we can help our melatonin levels by eating foods rich in melatonin. Foods, well, one of the best is tart, morello, cherries. Fruit and vegetables such as corn, asparagus, tomatoes, pomegranates, olives, grapes, broccoli, cucumber, bananas and pineapples, including these in your diet, can help you get better quality and deeper sleep to help you feel restored on waking. You can also buy melatonin as a supplement, especially when one's suffering from jet lag. Now, a must-have book is Faster, Deeper Sleep by Tom Cronin. And Tom advocates the following to help sleep. Gentle stretching, hot bath with lavender before sleep, select good and gentle reading subjects that are profound. He suggests a gratitude meditation. He has an amazing deep sleep meditation involving deep belly breathing. similar to what I suggest, actually. He suggests between 10 to 20 mindful breaths, and Tom gives different suggestions and advices to find out what works for you. As we're all different, and that is sound advice. And if you cannot sleep, this book would be very helpful to you. Check him out on YouTube. The last thought of the day is by Alia Cara Broom, called My Two Nanas. My sweet little Alia, my youngest granddaughter, who lives in Australia, wrote this at 5 years old. I have two nanas, Nana B, that's me, and Nana D, that's the other nana. When I am awake, they are asleep, because we live on this side of the moon, and they live on the dark side of the moon. When we get dark, they get light and wake when we are asleep.
You have been listening to Leanna Broom's Healing by Nature on Oyster Mouth Radio. For more information, please email Leanna on info@leannabroom.co.uk. Find her website at www.leannabroom.co.uk. Her Facebook page is Leanna Broom Medical Herbalist.